Damon, July 19, 2007.
What a difference a week makes. Carly had gone from snarling at me the week before to dropping by my office with a picnic basket full of wine, fruit, and chicken Caesar wraps, one of my favorites. Did we have lunch plans? I asked as she barged in my office door, wearing a tight floral sundress and high-heeled sandals. No, honey, but I missed you. She sat the basket down, came around my desk, leaned over, and planted a fat, juicy kiss on my lips. I don't have another showing until 7, so I might miss dinner. I didn't want to wait that long to see you.
Well, that's very considerate of you.
I watched her go back and close the door, alerting my secretary, Jane, not to disturb us. I glanced at the crystal clock on my desk. I have a departmental meeting in an hour.
I'll take whatever I can get.
She started pulling the items out of the basket and setting them on my desk.
We really need to spend more quality time together.
I come home every night. I'm in here at 9, out at 5, and home by 6.
Carly giggled. I know your schedule, sweetie. I could set my watch by you.
But since this real estate market has gone from roses to thorns, I'm busting my ass to make sales. I shook my head. The mortgage crisis had more houses in foreclosure than anyone had ever imagined. There had been a boom in the market for years, with developers throwing up million-dollar homes right and left in the metropolitan area. Mortgage companies and banks were shelling out low-interest, adjustable-rate mortgages like pediatricians handed out lollipops and smiley-face stickers. People were able to move in, sometimes by putting up less than $5,000, and bought into the illusion that the world was their oyster. When the 2-, 3-, or 4-year ARMs matured and their monthly payments jumped from $2,000 to $6,000, reality hit. Some people were training their kids to eat tuna fish and crackers for dinner. Others simply said, fuck it all, and moved in with relatives or rented, abandoning their high debts. Refinancing at lower rates was damn near impossible due to the backlash. New regulations and criteria were added, and even those with credit ratings of 700 or higher were being scrutinized and required to provide more substantial proof of eligibility before even having a prayer for...